KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies, 57 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. We look for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Brands of Stiefel Investments. A man on a motorcycle who tried to avoid a deer on a road in Mills County was reported to be in critical condition Thursday night after his cycle hit the deer on Highway L-45 at around 8:50 p.m. The Iowa State Patrol says 32-year-old Sean Lee Richter of Malvern was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha following the crash that happened in rural Mills County between Glenwood and Tabor. Patrol said after Richter's 1999 Yamaha hit the deer, Richter was thrown from the cycle and came to rest on the road just south of 66303 235th Street. He suffered severe incapacitating injuries. A Red Oak man was taken into custody Thursday afternoon on possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and fifth-degree theft charges. Red Oak police say 23-year-old Cody Dean Johnson was arrested at around 1:20 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a total of $1,300 bond. And 33-year-old Paul Earl Lemberg II of Red Oak was arrested just before 1 p.m. Thursday for breach of peace. Lemberg was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. An Omaha woman faces four charges after a single vehicle crash, according to the Daily Nonpareil. 26-year-old Jessica Hauger was in custody after an incident that occurred Tuesday at around 10:15 p.m. Hauger was driving a 2004 Hyundai Elantra westbound on Avenue A near North 35th Street when a police officer attempted to pull her over, according to the Council Bluffs Police Department. Hauger allegedly accelerated at a high rate of speed and got onto the westbound Interstate 480 ramp. The officer was in the area on a call of potential shoplifters at the Salvation Army of 35th Street and West Broadway. As she entered the highway, Hauger lost control of the Hyundai, which left the roadway and hit a utility pole. Police Sergeant Jason Bailey said further investigation showed the Hyundai was reported stolen out of Omaha. Officers arrested Hauger on suspicion of second-degree theft, failure to maintain control of a vehicle, operating a motor vehicle while disqualified, and failure to yield or stop for emergency vehicles. The failure to yield charge was filed instead of an eluding charge, according to Bailey, because it wasn't clearly established that Hauger saw the officer turn on his lights and sirens and was attempting to flee. Hauger remained in the Pottawatomie County Jail Thursday on a $5,000 bond. A Creston man was arrested Tuesday for driving while barred, an OWI third offense, now faces an additional charge. The Union County Sheriff's Office said 48-year-old Joel Allen Weeks was arrested Wednesday afternoon at the Union County Jail on a Department of Corrections warrant for parole violation. Weeks remained at the Union County Jail where he was being held without bond. A Northwest Iowa woman is scheduled to be sentenced August 5th after pleading guilty to selling marijuana from the home that she shares with her four children. 37-year-old Laura Lawler was convicted Wednesday in Sac County District Court. Prosecutors dropped other charges in exchange for her plea. The father of the children, 38-year-old Jason Ransom, pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor drug charge after several other charges were dropped in exchange for his plea. He was given a deferred judgment and a year of probation. Under a deferred judgment, the conviction will be removed from Ransom's record if he successfully completes probation. Officers say they found bags of marijuana locked in rooms and two measuring scales during a search of Lawler's home on March 22nd. Elsewhere in state news at this hour, a newcomer to the Cedar Rapids area had 10 of 11 speeding tickets dismissed after telling police that he didn't know he could get cited by the traffic camera system deployed on Interstate 380. Alexander Hartman moved to Marion a few weeks ago and was stunned when he found a stack of tickets in his mail. He told a Cedar Rapids television station that he thinks being ticketed was wrong because people should know what's going on before it happens. He says he called the Cedar Rapids Police Department and soon had all but the first of the 11 tickets dismissed. Cedar Rapids Police Chief Wayne German said that police want to give every driver an opportunity to correct behaviors before he or she is fined hundreds of dollars. In our funeral announcements, Joelle Elizabeth Beasley, age 47, of Washington, Iowa, and a native of Harlan, died June 26th in Washington, Iowa. A massive Christian burial service for Joelle Beasley will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Daryl Glenn Davis, age 83, of Elliott and formerly of Messina, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Daryl Davis will be today at 10:30 at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak is in charge of the arrangements. Ronald Ronnie Majerus, age 62, of Atlantic, died June 26th at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Ronnie Majerus will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Russell Davis, age 84 of Greenfield, died June 26th at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Russell Davis will be today at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Richard Wetzel, age 84 of Council Bluffs, died Sunday at CHI Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Richard Wetzel will be today at 2 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Christy Lou Barr, age 46 of Minot, North Dakota, died Sunday. Funeral services for Christy Barr will be on Monday at 9 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Emmerich Christian Knudsen, age 86 of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Madonna Rehabilitation Hospital. Funeral services for Emmerich Knudsen will be Monday at 10 o'clock at the Abundant Life Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lucille Verath, age 98 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Greenfield Nursing and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life services for Lucille Verath will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Lester Wheatley, age 99 of Elkhorn and formerly of Marney, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lester Wheatley will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.